Wet rock? How big was that?
Well, it was about that big around. I mostly used file myself. But that other gives it a better edge.
You just rub the knife on it like that? If you wanted to, say, sharpen an axe, what would you have used?
Well, my daddy had a rock outside built on the frame. And when he wanted to sharpen an axe or something, some of us children, he poured water on it, and then some of us turned it for him to hold the axe and sharpen it. On a rock for that business.
Did it have any special name for it or anything like that?
No, I don't remember. Just the sharpening rock is all that.
You ever heard anybody call that a grindstone or anything like that?
Grind rock. Maybe it was called a grind rock.
And, let's see if...
a whole lot of these things, I tell you, I done forgot. You asking about things, I don't know what I just...
Oh, that's okay. I get plenty of information, I guarantee you. You'd be surprised how much information I get. Just see, I come here and talk to you a couple of times, and well, I just have a ton, a wealth of information, more than I'd ever use. You talk to a good many people you see around the state, and you just get all kind of information like that. And let's see, say if out in the if something is squeaking, or say a door or something was squeaking, what might you put on it to make it quit squeaking? Say your door or something?
Well, I used to put some machine oil on mine.
Say if you wanted to use something besides oil, it was kind of hard and black.
What would you use? Axle grease.
And,
for a wagon or a buggy.
So you'd say he took some grease and did what to the buggy? He did what with that grease?
I don't know.
Would you say he greased it?
Well, it was axle grease. It was real greasy. It's kind of like compound lard. And you had your little paddle to put it on it with, and then put your wheel back on.
You mentioned compound lard. What exactly is that?
I don't know. I never did use much of it, but you know, that was kind of, I don't know, kind of a poor people's lard, I reckon. I don't know what it was. But we was poor anyway, but anyway, we never did use it much. We managed to make our lard or else buy pure lard. We didn't use the compound much. But the compound was thicker, you know.
Oh, did you ever, people ever hear, around here ever make a kind of makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle and just kerosene? Did they ever?
When they were sewing wood or something?
Yes, remember. Or say that, you know, your lights went out and you just had to kind of...
Oh.
Didn't have a real lamp handy. You just had to have a makeshift lamp. Did you ever see one where they just had a bottle and some rags in it and put some kerosene in it and made one like that?
I don't know if I ever made one, but I have... went to one of my friend's house one time, and they didn't have no kerosene, and they lit a splinter and stuck it down in a bottle, and that's what we ate supper by.
Oh. Did they have any special name for it? Or?
No, they didn't.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about a flambeau?
About what?
Flambeau.
Uh-uh. I think I have.
And the inside of a tire used to, you know, the tire like is on your car, the inside of it, what would they call that inside thing?
Inner tube.
Yes, ma'am. And, say if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, what would you say you were doing to that boat? Or say even a ship down here, say down in Pensacola, Panama City, or Mobile, when they get a big ship, and what do they call it when they put that ship out to sea? You know what I mean?